entrepreneur.
Blog Talk Radio.
Again, God bless all of you. This is the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. I welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio tonight. Oh, my God, this is a time when people are coming from all over the world, from all walks of life, from all church affiliations and church denominations, basically to join hands together and to pray to the same God. All of us believe in God Jehovah, the one who is the creator of all things. Nothing was made without him. He made everything. And the Son was there, and the Holy Ghost was there too. They're all three in one. So we pray and give adoration to the same God. We're coming together to do that. For centuries, maybe eras, the enemy has kept God's people apart because he knew that together we stand, and divided we fall. But now we're coming together and we're defying whatever the enemy is trying to say to us. And say, we're standing with our brothers and sisters. We're going to pray together. We're going to praise God together. And we're doing it all across the world. This is a new awakening. What is the new awakening? Well, let me tell you, in history, 1740, Jonathan Edwards led the Great Awakening when they had a spiritual shift. Allowed religious freedom to be opened up to more people all over the world. And now in 2014 and 15 now, we're having the new awakening. God has allowed me to lead this new awakening. What is it? It's a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me approach to God, asking him for everything all the time. Never coming to him and saying, Lord, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We came to thank you and to give you 1,000 praises. That originated when I was on the plane. I was grateful to God. I said, Lord, if I could, I would thank you 1,000 times. I let my seat back and tried to go to sleep. And the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I know it had to be God because, see, if you follow the history of the devil and go back and look at his track record, he was up in heaven. What was he trying to do up there? He was trying to stop people from praising God. What is giving God 1,000 thank yous? That's praising God. And the enemy didn't give me that. It was not the devil. The Holy Ghost said to me, why don't you thank him 1,000 times? Yeah, the devil, the last thing he wants somebody to do is thank God 1,000 times. He hates God. He tried to convince everybody in heaven, don't you praise him. Don't you give him the glory. I'm the one you ought to be praising. The devil convinced 1/3 of the heavenly host to do that. And they were kicked out of heaven. See, if you've got a contrite spirit like that, you can't be in heaven. No. And so the Lord spoke to me and said, why don't you thank him? The Holy Ghost said, why don't you thank him 1,000 times? And we've been leading people all over the world. I didn't know it was going to lead to all this. The Holy Ghost saw it, but I didn't see it. But the world is being changed. I didn't know little me could be used as a catalyst to change the world. I humble myself before all of you tonight as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. But God can use you to change the world. Amen. People all over the world now are thanking God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When I think about saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, it makes me believe that God is taking the saints of God back to the old church, back to the old church. You see, in the old church, a person would come to the altar to receive the Holy Ghost, and one of the saints would get on one side and start saying, say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Another one was on the other side, said, thank you, thank you. Give up, give up. Yeah. And in this new awakening, we challenge people to thank God 1,000 times. Who in your village, who in your city, who in your church, who in your home will lead 1,000 thank yous to the Lord? It only takes about 15 to 20 minutes. Do you have 15 to 20 minutes for the Lord? Yeah, we thank him 1,000 times. Why? Why? May I remind you that 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." Oh, my God. Now, what benefits will it get you by thanking God 1,000 times? It will cause you to focus your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. That's very important. It will usher in the presence of the Lord. That's extremely important. It will position you to receive a miracle from the Lord. And that's important too, my God. And it encourages others who hear you thanking God like that to give God more praise. Yeah. If I can be used as a catalyst to cause people all the world to praise God more, so be it. So be it. And please allow me to say this, that in the Greek word, eucharisteo, means to be grateful. And when you're grateful, you'll want to do something for the Lord. Do something for the Lord. Just don't keep it in your bosom. If God's been good to you and we ask you to give a praise report, give it. God's been good to you when we ask you to join us and help us thank God 1,000 times. Open your mouth and let it be so that you'll be heard. Who do you think wants you to keep your mouth closed? Who do you think wants you to sit back and listen, that you don't want to participate? Oh, no, no. You just listen to them, thank God, don't you? You don't have to do that. Who do you think that's saying that to you? Let's put it in the words. Let's put it in the mouth of God. I can't put it there, but let's put it as though he's saying it. Oh, no, no, you just sit back and listen. Don't you thank me 1,000 times. Don't you open your mouth and give me no praise like that. Who do you think is saying that, God or the devil? I assure you it's not God. No, no, no. And when we start thanking God 1,000 times, don't you let the enemy tell you, just listen. Who do you think is trying to get you to do that? You must not know the voice of the devil. Because he certainly is not trying to encourage you to thank God 1,000 times. He's not going to do that. He's trying to discourage you. I said to some people today, I said, you know, with all the things that we're trying to do for the Lord, some of y'all stop and just send me a word of encouragement. Do you think the enemy is trying to discourage me at all and discourage the saints who are saying, thanking God 1,000 times. I guarantee you he is. He resents us thanking God like this. It is not the Lord that it resents us thanking him like this. It's the enemy. He'll try to make you think in the natural. Well, what logic does that do? See, you're not in the spirit realm. You're thinking in the natural, because that's the way the natural thinks. Spirit realm, begin to see, oh, my God, I'm able to give God praise like this. God's going to remember me. And I want to challenge you to help us thank him. All right. Why don't you make a request unto the Lord, whatever you need, whatever you want. Might need your son healed. Might need your son saved, daughter saved. You might need something fixed in the life of your family, your son, your daughter, your husband. You, whatever it is, make your request known unto the Lord. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to do that. Then I'm going to come back and pray. And then we'll begin the praise, because we're going to thank him in advance like we believe him, and we do believe him. Here you go. God bless you. We're waiting on you. Go ahead and praise him and let the Lord bless you. Oh, my. About 30 seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for every request here tonight. Lord, we surrender all to thee. Forgive us for anything that we've done contrite to your spirit in the name of Jesus. All sins of omission, all sins of commission. Bless, 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 bless. Yeah, God, thank you for what you're doing and for what you've done. Bless every person on this block line. Grant every request. Thank you, thank you. For the Holy Ghost. Bless, bless, bless. Now, Lord, lift every heavy burden, lighten every hurt, heavy load. And thank you because we're looking to you. We look to you from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, made the heavens and the earth. Thank you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, we will condemn, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless, 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 bless. Yes. Remember your people, Lord, because the enemy wants us to be forgotten. But Jesus remembers when others forget. We just bless your holy name, and we just thank you again. Oh, my God, I feel your presence. Again and again and again and again and again, Lord, for all that you're doing. My God, somebody in the spirit realm ought to be able to feel the presence of the Lord on this line. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's moving by his power divine. He's moving by his power divine.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord. Oh, none like you, Lord. None like you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Jesus. You are. You are an awesome God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, L
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, thank
you.
people like winners. They don't like losers. And in fact, tell the truth about us. Actually, we're way under, saying that just over 700 billion. That's what I'm trying to get over. Praise up to God. Actually, far, far, far more than that. But I'm just getting it down so somebody can believe it. I believe it. And I want you to believe it. So just get the word out that on that blog line, God is using this blog line to give God over in 2 years' time, over 700 billion praises have gone up to God. Amen. I want to put out something good. You know, you turn on the news, you hear everything negative. One man killing folks all in the theater, shooting up the school, shooting up this, all negative stuff. But why don't we put out something good about the Lord? Amen. Not trying to be no wonder. Serve the wonder. Amen. He is the wonder. I don't want any of his glory. But I recognize how important it is to put out good news rather than negative news. So help me get the word out. Then the second thing I want to ask everybody to do, everyone, I want to ask you for our 2 year celebration. Amen. It's August 13th. Would you send me a dollar? Amen. For our ministry. One green dollar. Amen. If you want to send more, that's up to you. But I'm only asking you. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. I'm only asking you to send a dollar. I'm going to give you the address and if you'd like to. And some of you could do it by Walmart. Amen. And call me with the reference number. If you'd like to do that right away, I'd appreciate that. But I'm going to give you a mailing address to mail it to. Mail it to Dr. Bernard Johnson. Now, my name is spelled with a V, like victory. My name is not victory. Well, in a sense, it is. But for namesake, it's spelled with a V, like in victory. V-E-R-N-A-R-D, Bernard Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And send it to P.O. Box 26593. P.O. Box 26593. Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas. Now, here's the zip code. 66225. 66225. Let me repeat that one more time for all of you who perhaps we're having a problem. Get a pen. Send it to Dr. Bernard Johnson. Some people put on that chief ambassador. I'm not trying to get into titles, but just send it to Bernard Johnson. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. Now, I know the scripture. You have not because you ask not. All I'm asking for, financially, if you would just send us a dollar. That's all I'm asking for. Send us a dollar. If the Lord speaks to your heart and you do more, I thank you. I'm not trying to prohibit that, because we're trying to do a great work for the Lord. Your eyes have not seen nor ears heard of the mighty works that God. But it takes God's people to support his work. And I don't talk about money often at all. But every now and then I say something because I know you're missing your blessings by not blessing this ministry. And I'm praying that your return comes back not as a mere tree, or not as a mere plant, but as a tall tree with limbs on it that stretch into the sky so high that you can't even see the ends of your blessings. That's my prayer. So if you would send me a dollar for our ministry, for the work of the Lord, amen. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. I hope I hear from you. Amen. You've heard from me tonight, and the more so you heard from the Lord through me. So we hope to hear from you. Amen. It's just good to be fair. Don't be a selfish person, because you want everything for you, and you don't want to give back anything. Amen. Send me a dollar. Do it. And that will be for our second year anniversary, which comes off August the 13th. Send it right away, because it takes a while to get down here to Kansas. I don't know why. Amen. But it does. So I'd like to ask you to do that. And let me tell you one more thing before I go. I do love y'all so very much. My brother, my sister, love you very much. And if I've done ever anything to offend you, please forgive me. I'm just trying to do a work for the Lord. I don't really mean any harm. I really don't. And I'm asking you to forgive me if I've offended you in any way. I love you. And the Lord bless you real good. May you have a wonderful night and take some time for family time. God bless you and keep me in your prayers. Do you think the enemy's trying to discourage us? I guarantee you, anytime you're going to lead people all over the world into giving God a thousand thank yous, the enemy's coming and trying to discourage you. That's why the saints of God, I'm asking you, if you would take time when you send in a dollar, if you got time to write anything of encouragement, I'd appreciate it. Amen. No, we're not getting ready to throw in the towel, nothing like that. But everybody needs to be encouraged. Notice on the all-night prayer last night, I took time to try to let everybody be encouraged, because I know what the enemy tries to do. He works against God's people to try to discourage. That's one of the main things that he's using in this last end time, and that is to try to discourage God's people. Listen, around the country, preachers are throwing in the towel everywhere. Churches are folding up, and the enemy is trying to work discouragement everywhere. All I'm asking you, you know, send a dollar, if you will. If you want to send more, fine. But if you would, this is the main thing I'm trying to say right now. Take time. Stop. And if you can write a word of encouragement, I'd appreciate it. You can just say, be encouraged, or whatever. It will only take you a minute to do that or less. The Lord bless you. And y'all have a wonderful night. And amen. God bless you very much. We love you. Good night to you.
Good night.